All right. So we have this discussion topic today. Actually, it's a really good one. I want to pause, though, and go back to something that I was teaching last week that I'm going to hammer next year just over and over again at Peace. That is the high invitation and the high challenge, which is, if you remember, I did a XY chart. I can't show it on this board very well. It doesn't really show up too well. And I'm not on my computer, so I can't show the graphic I had last week. But if you remember, there was a Y-axis that was on the top of the Y-axis was high invitation. That means there's a lot of love. On the bottom of that Y-axis is low invitation. There's not a lot of love. On the X-axis is the on the far right is what we call high challenge. And on the far left side of that was low challenge. And ministries and people can get caught in one of those regions, one of those quadrants. On the bottom left quadrant is when there's low invitation and low challenge, that's boredom. People can be bored. Or aspects of our life can be bored. We're not really moving in Jesus' direction. Kind of thing. And it's okay if we're, you know, there are aspects in my own life that bored, it describes some of that. Or for a week it changes and one week it goes back to another, you know. In the second quadrant, which is high invitation and low challenge, that's when we love people. We just love them. There used to be a book, Love Wins, and that was the book. Just love people without really challenging them. And that's not Jesus' way. And in that quadrant is cozy. You're just cozy. You're just sitting tight and not really moving. And then in the bottom right section was a stressed quadrant. That's where the challenge is really coming at you hard. You know, high challenge and low love. Low invitation. There's not a lot of love, and you're just constantly saying, do this, do that, do this. And that's where stress happens. And then on the upper quadrant is that's where you really want to get to. That's discipled. That's where you have high invitation and high love for people. A kind of a way to just sum that chart up is that we love people so much that we don't leave them where they are. And Jesus never did that. Jesus loved people, but he moved them. He challenged them. So anyway, so that's the chart there. As I was, any reflections on that? I know I shared it last week. It was probably a little more clear last week. I don't have the technology here to show it again. But did that make sense?
I was wondering, Pastor, can you send that out as a PDF or something?
I can, yeah. Oh, you're going to hear me talk about it a lot next year.
Yeah, we need to prepare before next year.
So part of this movement of kind of moving to this fourth quadrant, which is really helpful for us. I got somebody coming in here, Rick Durling here, is shifting ministry from transactional, where it's just, you know, sharing just a, you know, maybe a card or money or something, to transformational, where the person that we're ministering to, they're changing and so are we. Does that make sense? Transactional really is where no one's really getting challenged or changed. Transformational is where the giver and the receiver is really processing, changing, thinking, seeing how Jesus is at work in their life. And so transactional ministry versus transformational ministry. I want you to think about that as we read this story, because I think this story pushes us to transformational ministry not transactional ministry.